A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on July 4th, that is Monday, 2016. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stobe.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about riots in the capital city, Harare.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Causing mayhem by taking the law into your own hands is not condoned. As police, we have information and intelligence on the identities of some criminal elements who are behind the social unrest. We've put our monitoring teams in place and all perpetrators of violence will be arrested.
Njengama police athanda ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi labo abahamba betshela abanye ngendaba yedlakela, laba abahamba betshela abanye ngendaba yedlakela ukuthi amapolisa azababopha, njalo kulabanye abahamba bekhuluma kuma-social media njenge-WhatsApp we invite abantu ukuthi bayenze ama-demonstrations.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about riots in the capital city.
Police in Harare today fired tear gas, water cannons and warning shots during riots by minibus drivers and others protesting alleged police harassment. The violence in which about 30 people were arrested came amid a surge in protests in recent weeks because of increasing economic hardships in the country and alleged mismanagement by President Robert Mugabe's government.
Hundreds of people and school children were left stranded as members of the anti-riot police responded by moving in the affected areas with water cannons and fired tear gas to disperse the marauding demonstrators. Several people, including two police officers, were allegedly injured. And of course, several vehicles, according to the police, were also stoned during the riots.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, we want to hear from you, Zimbabweans, wherever you are. And we'll talk, Gibbs, as we go with some Zimbabweans meeting here in America. It's July the 4th. That's the independence of America, the 240th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is
Independence Day celebration. We'll talk to some Zimbabweans here in America. So, of course, we want to talk to Zimbabweans in South Africa, Russia. You remember we have a caller from Russia?
Yes.
You know, Botswana, the
and
usual
Kenya,
suspects.
You know, and
Kenya, you know, it's their country. All is not well in Zimbabwe. So we want to hear your views. Wongoka hamawadiwa nasi, tila utitinge chitarisa nezwe batamu refu batamu fupi ya tirikunzuka uti iliku itika zhukuru mudoroba re Harare nasi kunjumboza gaita se Epworth, Headfield, kunana Zimre Park, Mavuku, Tafara, nekuma Rondera. Kwa tukunzi kwa hatu kwa kwa kine kuratizira. Uye, tichinzi kwa hukuti mangwana nemuswe chitatu mwarukuru onga o kuratizira ikoku. Nemuswe China ku Bait Bridge. Kwa nge kwine kuratizira o kwa kaitika ikoko. Kwa tukunzi kwa hatu kwa kazo sungwa vamwe vanu. Tukunzi kwa hukuti murukuti kudi va tere nenya iyo ye kuratizira kukuitwa. Asi, mapurisa chiambira wanu kuti vafanire kupisa zvinhu ne kuita zvimwe zvakadaro daro vachitiwo varikuziva kuti pane vanhu vari kufurirana kuti vange vachiratidzira. Ichokwadi here munoti kudii nenyaya yekuratidzira iyi? Ndo zviri kutaurwa nemapurisa here kuti munyika mapindwa napongwe kana kuti vanhu vari kuti upfumi hwenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka, havachakwanisi kuti vange vachirarama? Gibbs.
Yekuhambe zuru kandaba lingalitona njani lapa likona kunangapake emakaya tinangapa isiyaphila sibili okwamagama kodwa sizwile kuti kunangale eHarare akuhambi kahle. Singati abantu sibili vachaitoitoi bagijima besiya phansi phezulu bezama ukuthi batshengisele ukuthi kukhona okunenge ongenzakali kuhle kwele Zimbabwe. Kuqaliseke ngalaba abatshayela izimota lalaba kuthiwa ngowindi ama-towns anti abaziphela besithi kukhanyakazana ama-roadblock eHarare manenge kakhulu. Nxa befika kuma-roadblocks khonapho bakhitshise imali uzokuthiwa imoto yakho ifike i-indicator kumbe imoto yakho ifike lokhu lalokho. Kuzobuya nje nxa sokukhangelwe okwenzakala khona ngale eZimbabwe abaningi bathi umnotho ungani usufiphele sibili kwamagama, ngakho bayacela ukuthi ngako konke lokhu kuyalungiswa. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi khona ngapho lithini ngakhona okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Ngenani kuhlelo nasenombolo 001 202 619 2077.
Unguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera muchirudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yenyu. Gifts, I think we have our first guest, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, famous for his hashtag this flag campaign, unfortunately at the prior engagement. So we'll just talk to him briefly for about 10 minutes or so. Pastor Mawarire, good evening.
Evening. Thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Pastor Mawarire, tell us, what's going on in Harare? Lots of things, right?
Well, there's obviously a lot happening, but I think of key importance is to understand that the citizens of Zimbabwe are now standing up and rising up concerning the issues that are going on, the issues of corruption, injustice, and poverty, and many other things that are taking place. So we have many uprisings or many protests that have been taking place around the country. Spontaneous, they haven't been coordinated, and I think this is...
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. We'll try to get in touch again with Pastor Ivan Mawarire. Of course, we are having problems with our lines, but so to our callers, please keep on trying. We know it's a bit difficult, but of course, never give up. Gibbs.
Yes, I'm also lapa sibili yakhuluma please ngathi kona kwenzakala eZimbabwe kujengisethi kule thumba wathumela iphoboke. Yes, lama messages ke we put messages on Facebook, and one of the messages is from Leonard Corney, who says the riots in Harare and some parts of the country are just pointers of a failed state where people have managed to take it to themselves. The majority are so frustrated because the deterioration of the economy and poor governance is actually gnawing into the economic fabric of the country. The government and its leadership have dismally failed to run Zimbabwe, where corruption, nepotism, and lack of political will to solve the challenges bedeviling the country has been the order of the day. People are just expressing their anger and calling for early elections in order to solve the impasse. The president has been so silent on the succession issue within his party, and the people have been living in guessing on who will take over in the event that he quits due to old age. This has also caused disharmony and factionalism within the ruling party. It looks like these riots will continue until such a time that the people's problems are heard. I think the pastor is back.
Yes, Pastor Mora, unfortunately, we are having problems with our lines there. But you can continue.
Yes, so I was saying that what you are seeing is what I spoke of when I started this campaign in April and in May. And people laughed at me. The very government laughed at me and said it's nothing but an internet joke and an internet game. This is serious. People are now rising up, and everyone has come to the point where they have nothing else to do but now to rise up and speak up against injustice, poverty, and corruption.
But the government is talking about a third force, saying that these demonstrations are not spontaneous at all. There's a hidden hand.
No. Look, who is blind here? Is there anyone that does not know about the problem that Zimbabwe is going through right now? We are facing an economic disaster. As it is, on our hands, the government has tried to introduce bond notes because the money that was in our banks is no longer available. The government has gone ahead and put an import ban in place for basic commodities, whatever they call it. It's not working for us. The government has gone ahead and they have turned a blind eye to health services, to education. So there is no third force here to talk about, except if the third force they are referring to is the citizenry. And this is, I think, something that our government needs to understand. When we started out with protests, they accused us of being funded and founded by the West. And we said to ourselves, is it that we can't think for ourselves that we must be accused of being funded? So there is no third force at play here except that leadership is lacking. To this point, listen, to this very point, there has been no address to the nation. There has been no reassurance. There has been no inspiration. There has been no motivation. And so this is what, for me, is lacking. For us, is lacking. Come out and protect the citizen. Come out and reassure the citizen. The only thing that the government has done has been to arrest people.
Pastor, you can continue.
People laughed
at. We have to call you, Pastor Mawari, because I think it's playing back the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And we have Reverend Hussein Sbanda. Reverend Hussein Sbanda.
Yes, how are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Reverend Hussein Sbanda. What is your take on what we are seeing in the country, these riots and the violence?
Well, this problem.
Reverend Sbanda? Hello, Reverend Sbanda?
Hello.
The phones are a bit problematic. Gibbs?
Oh, yes.
What do you have?
Let's see what we can do on some messages that are being sent by people. And we've got Masibaba who says, this is just the first Chimurenga. We wait for the second Chimurenga. And from there, the superpowers shall engage. And then Arthur says, this is the way to go. People, this is really how we're supposed to do things. Then Tamsanga Mlilo writes, people, police are in riot gear, but it doesn't mean that people are rioting. People are simply despondent, frustrated, and crying for help. Instead of getting help, they get the baton stick. And then, if it goes to say, you know, the police heavy-handedness is misplaced and a recipe for disaster. This public humiliation of citizens will lead to lack of faith in the government. An injury to one is an injury to all. Mm-hmm. I guess Sbanda is back, right?
Yes, Reverend Sbanda, unfortunately, like we said, we have problems with our lines. You can go ahead.
Yes,
Reverend Sbanda, I think we have to call him back. The phone is playing back the earlier conversation. Let's try to call him back.
There's some more here. Mm-hmm. We've got Mr. Moyo who says, police officers should wake up. Mm-hmm. Why do you do as if you live in a different nation? Or it's because of getting those jobs through running? We don't know. This is high time we have to come together as Zimbabweans and have one voice to fight against this system that we're facing. Police officers, I'm very disappointed with you. You know, you are appearing as if you are puppets of the government.
Mm-hmm.
So the pastor is back again.
I think let's try again. Pastor Mawarire?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I think the lines keep going in and out, but we must persist, and I think that's the spirit of the struggle here in Zimbabwe. We've got to keep on keeping on and not get tired and not stop.
So that's very true.
What I was saying earlier on was that even up to now, we have no assurance from our government. The only thing that we have are threats. The only thing that we have is intimidation. And this is the wrong way to go. Zimbabwe needs to come to a place where we change the way we govern. Mm-hmm. We must govern with inspiration, govern with motivation, govern with assurance, govern with vision, govern with integrity. But you see, but because we don't have that psyche, when people rise up when they are in a crisis, government is afraid. So I think this, and this is going to perpetuate the issue. I said it before and I'll say it again. These protests are not going to stop until things are, people are dealt with as people and not as animals.
Mm-hmm. And there are reports that there might be further street protests tomorrow and Wednesday. What's happening?
I am not surprised that there will be more protests tomorrow with the way the police have handled situation today in places like Epworth and within the city and the way issues have been handled in Bybridge. I will not be surprised that there will be more protests tomorrow. Going forward, we have called a national day to shut down Zimbabwe on Wednesday, the 6th of July. We have said shut down Zimbabwe. Every Zimbabwean who is in Zimbabwe, stay at home. Don't go to work. Don't take children to school. Nobody goes to work. No public transport is going to work. Let's shut it down and just stay at home. We must not be violent. This is the very key component of turning Zimbabwe around. We must not be violent.
Mm-hmm. And Pastor Maori, about that demonstration, the government is also saying that one of the reasons why it is failing to deliver is very simple, sanctions.
I fail to give any credibility to that at all, because that has been the song of government for many years. And this is absolutely unbelievable. The government has not been able to account for a missing $15 billion in this country. So you cannot blame sanctions when you can't explain to me where $15 billion went. You cannot blame sanctions when you cannot tell me where 2.2 million jobs went to. You cannot blame sanctions. You cannot tell me why there is no water at a major referral hospital in Zimbabwe. And I think the citizens have gotten to a place where they are saying, no, you have played these sanctions cards long enough. There is more to this issue than meets the eye. The corruption in government is obvious. We can see the ministers stealing money and feeding themselves. The other day, two government ministers came out and admitted that they had been bought cars worth $95,000 each. And these cards had been approved for by government. How does government approve expenditure of that nature when they are broke? Just no sanctions.
Thank you, Gibbs.
And Pastor Mawaridi, there are indications that maybe the government will declare a state of emergency, you know, about what is happening right now. So what is going to happen with all these protests? Are they going to die down if that happens?
Well, to be honest, I think that you can declare a state of emergency. And even if the protests die down, the issues remain. If people are not heard, they will be back on the streets when the state of emergency is lifted. And so whichever way the government deals with this thing, they can't run away from facing it. They can't run away from coming out and admitting that they have failed in their policies, because that is going to be the first step towards dealing. It's the first step towards quelling the protest. Until that happens, people will always be ready to protest. And things have changed now in Zimbabwe. The new normal for the citizens is no longer to keep quiet. The new normal now is that we stand up, and we stand up to wickedness, we stand up to injustice, and we stand up to corruption.
Mm-hmm. But is there an end game to this?
Well, I think the end game from my perspective is to continue to prepare the citizenry to get involved in building the nation. Now, I know that a lot of people are wanting this to be pushed into a place where, you know, possibly the land becomes ungovernable and so forth. Now, I have my concerns with that because of the risk there is to the loss of life, which is why I keep saying nonviolent, let's stay off the street on Wednesday, it's a shutdown, stay at home. It's a stay away from work, let's shut the country down. And we don't want people to be hurt. We don't want property to be destroyed. We don't want people to lose their lives. So in terms of end game, we are pushing, number one, pushing the government for at this very point to go on some of their policies or some of the things that they put in place, like the ban on basic commodities. They just need to remove that thing. It's very, very simple for them to do it. Then they need to get into answering our questions about corruption. Can he be fired immediately? And that these are part of the end games that we are looking for, you know, as a people. Of course, 2018 then comes into play, where we are looking at participating in our numbers, and we're looking at the government as well, putting in place certain reforms so that elections can take place freely and fairly.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mawari. Please do stay on the line. I think let's try again, Reverend Hussein Sbanda. Reverend Sbanda?
how are you? I'm back online.
Okay, hopefully now we can be able to talk, Gibbs.
Mm. So, Reverend Smanda, a lot is happening in Zimbabwe. How do you see it? How is it going to end? Or maybe there's a sweet end or a bitter end, right?
Well, I think that this is the voice of the citizens, as Pastor Evans has been saying. It's citizens in Zimbabwe who are fed up with the situation. And I think what is key now is for the government not to respond with brutal force, but for the government to listen to what people are saying. I think it's time for Zimbabwe to go into a new phase. It's time for a transition. It's time for Zimbabwe to say, what can we do in a new way? And one of the new ways that should be done is to sit down and talk. I don't think beating up citizens who are frustrated will help anyone. It's time this government sit down and begin to talk to its people. And I think it's very clear that the government has failed in many areas. And I don't think people are keen to wait for the next election, which we are not even sure whether it will be free and fair. I think it's better we talk, we sit down and talk and come to an agreement. And I think maybe now it's time even for people to begin to think that, can this government maybe put up a transitional mechanism that will bring stability, that will bring cost?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can hear.
The phone is having problems, yes. Again. We'll come back to you. Reverend Hussein Smanda. Erika, iti mbo odzo kwa muri. Pastor Mawarire? Nare achile ngeri kuti netse shakari. Tishaheza utidzo kere kuna Reverend Hussein Smanda. Nekuti nare zinengeziri kuita matambu ziko Gibbs.
Yeah, good job in placing our messages. Look up, we've got a message from Apostle Mithi and Mfana Wabili Dube, who says, the government has oppressed people for a long, long time. Pressure has been building a long time. You can delay a revolution, but you can't stop it. And then there's Samson who says, can you call me back right now? And there are other messages that are coming in. One other message is from Sakile Lili Ne, who says, kuzaze kube nini betulisa abantu njalo. And njalo kuzabe kube nini situle. Manje lama police lawo azadinwa ngoba people mean business. Njalo, we are not turning back. And then we've got Masayama Joseph, who says, one can never underestimate the power of the people. One day is one day. Who do we have now?
Tina Vangwenya Parunari, Magadi. Aiwa tiripo Vangwenya nyaya murguins guaya tutora nasi kura tizira kurugitika munyika. Zvaka zviri kwamutare vemakombi vakamboratidzira kukazoratidzirwa kuBait Bridge. Iko zvino muHarare. Muri kuona sei? Koka afanika za muri kutumira uva ku South Africa aka hurumende iri kuti ndo zviri kuuraya maindustry ku Zimbabwe nekuti vanhu vachatenga zviri kugadzirwa munyika vakungotenga zviri kubva ku South Africa
vanotenga nei zveku kumusha kwati nokuti mari yacho vanhu havana kana tatiiye zvino kuti kuno South Africa tikatumira zvebari kureti vanhu vedu vekumusha nokuti zvakuingaidi yacho yakadonha kanda hatitengi kuno zvakamira sei saka toita sei uye tinotenga nei ndobva tapuna mari hatina kana karenji yekunyika saka tinotenga hatitodi kugara kuno kusouth africa kana kune dzimwe nyika hatidodi kubva nenhau munoziva kuti mudanga mayo nzembe inokuma musiende musinotedya muno tinogara upenyu hwakaomarira munyika dzevamwe tinogara tichingosa vana zvinofobia vana chiiriro kushinda kunyika kwedu but nokuda kwava mugate neupenyu hwavo haupenyu hwationera.
Saka pogadziriswa sei apa nhai mukomangwe?
Ei vasiya ndinondokurudzira vanoraziira varaziira kusvikira vasiya nesoti kune dzimwe nyika ngatidoende tinovadetsera kuraziira kusvika hurumende iriyasiya timboona vemu hurumende kuda zvingaita.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vangwenya nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
What Mr. Ngwenya is saying is that Mr. Mugabe, it's clear has failed, and therefore he must step down. And he's also saying that, you see, the problem, you know, why they are sending food to Zimbabwe, that the government is now banned, is simply that, you know, if you try to send the South African rand to Zimbabwe, it's not buying anything. So it's actually easier for them to buy foodstuffs in South Africa and send it to Zimbabwe. And he's saying even if you are to send money, you know, to a bank in Zimbabwe, if you want to withdraw, it becomes a big problem, and therefore it's easier to send food. So he does not understand why the government is banning, you know, the food exports in South Africa into Zimbabwe.
Yebambe, posana wenu ezulwanda ba lisithumezele imlayezelo kumbe lisithumezele inombolo zenu esiqoqeni lapho silomnumzana usikhumbuzo moyo kwamanje. Baba moyo ungawunjani South Africa?
Hayi, siyaphila, ndinjani nina khona ngapha
emele? Siphilile kakhulu baba moyo. Akutsho khonapho ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonokho kwenzakalayo?
Hayi, abantu inkalakata uhlelo lwabo lokuthi bazikhulule kulo ucindezelo ozenziwa ngabantu bezizami bawufanele bazikhulule ngoba ilizwe linjana lingiyana nje. Inkinga yiyo leyo ukuthi amashopa amaningi a-operatayo kwamanje asebantwini bezami noma ama-ministers lani yibo abarana leyo business. Inkinga yilapha thina silapha e-South Africa mase sithenga izinto zethu la sithumela abantwana emakhaya sokufika eboda kube yinkinga ukuthi kungene, sokufanele kusale lapho bathathe bayibo futhi bahambe bayonikeza abantu babo. So ayi, mina ngibona kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu esithwalisa kanzima especially thina kodwa masisuke emakhaya sithi sizozamela abantwana, but kube yinkinga ukuthi into zakhona zibuyele futhi ziyongena emakhaya. Leyo nto uhulumende kayinanzelele izayenza ukuthi kube nomvukelo ozaba buhlungu, lukophe olubuhlungu especially kithi sesingapha kwele South Africa.
So-ke ukutshengisela-ke ekhaya ukubona ngazane kodwa kuhle kumbe kunjani?
Ukutshengisela kuhle kakhulu ngoba yonke into noma abantu manje makuthoma sivusezi ndakahola imali kaJuni namanje imali ungayithumela wena ekhaya manje uthumele iy'mali ifika ngalo emuntwini iyavela kuphela efonini ukuthi uthunyele imali kuyebhenki imali kayikho kusukelayo lapho uyithwele ukuthi imali yekela ngizokuyathenga ekhaya bathokanisa ukuthi into oyithenge maybe lapha ngapho 20 rand ekhaya uzoyibhadala ngemali esilingana nabo 60 rand angithi yabona ama-prices akhona up to high times 3 angazi nde ngingathi 4
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu emoyo ungadinelwa kusasemoyo.
Hayi, kulungile mntakababa.
Yes, bona kakhulu. So that was Mr. Moyo in South Africa. We were saying that, you know, he does not understand why, you know, the government is imposing this ban on basic commodities. And he says this is a recipe for disaster.
And of course, like we promised at the beginning of the show, we have our reporter, Praxidis Jeremiah. PJ, good evening.
Good evening. Blessing and gifts.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us what's happening.
The rain is putting a damper on the celebration. But basically, there are Zimbabweans who are gathered here who are in the diaspora in the under the organization of Zimbabwe Diaspora Network, or ZIDNA, the DMV chapter, which consists of District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. So they are gathered here to celebrate the independence of America, which is the 4th of July. But they decided to gather as Zimbabweans just to be together, fellowship together, and some entertainment and some traditional food that they've cooked.
PJ, we have to ask you to stay on the line. We'll be back. We just want to take a brief break. Of course, that's our reporter there, Praxidis Jeremiah. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook pages, Shona Ndebele and English. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart. Stay tuned.